this is Bob McDonald, and welcome to another session of Differentiate or Die, the keys to creating powerful B2B tech positioning stories. And as always, we're here with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting. Today, we're going to be talking about changes in the industry that Bob's seen throughout his career in helping B2B companies improve their positioning. Bob, it's now been over 25 years that you've been doing this. You've positioned over 300 companies during that time. And I'm just curious, what are the major changes you've seen from where you started to where things are today in terms of the situations facing these companies?
Robert, I feel that the irrelevance of marketing is upon us. We're operating and competing now in a completely different B2B technology market. Yesterday, primarily, if you had a tech company, you were selling products, it was largely around how fast can I get the product to market. It was a transactional model where the buyers were purchasing units through a licensing model. All the clients had a direct sales channel, and it took, 5-10 years to get a product to market. The good news is when you got there, there were category of three. You think about the ERP wars, the database wars, the CRM wars. Today, we're operating in a completely different environment. We've shifted fundamentally from selling products now to selling outcomes. And particularly in our SaaS model, it's all about not time to market. It's all about time to revenue and monetizing relationships and driving CLV. Most of our clients today have a blended sales model. So not only do they have a direct sales channel, but they have a download capability out of e-commerce. They have inside sales. They have a direct sales channel, and they have partnerships. And today, these categories are categories of hundreds. You know, the good news is today, you can get a product to market a lot quicker. The bad news is when you show up there, there's 100 other companies. Think of the big categories we have today, categories such as customer experience management and big data. You know, there's hundreds of vendors competing in those particular marketplaces, and it's harder and harder to separate from your pack. So from my perspective, what's changed is it's more and more difficult to separate from the pack and create a breakaway positioning strategy and acquire a leadership position in a very crowded, very noisy market with a very complicated go-to-market model.
You know, it's interesting when you look at that perspective from the past. Some of these spaces were so small with 3 to 5 players that, and there was so much momentum that all of the companies in the space were successful, you know, 25 years ago.
That's correct. And today, it's really all about category leadership. If you look at the valuations of the category leaders, they're significantly more versus the number 2 or number 3 or number 10 in the marketplace. So really what it's all about now today is how can I drive category leadership? And fundamentally, what it requires is a fundamental shift in your positioning strategy. And from my perspective now, positioning actually has moved to the forefront as the key lever that a CIO has now to break away from the pack.
And I think when you were talking about the irrelevancy of marketing, that was in isolation, that marketing is just a component of the bigger thing, and that positioning now is really needs to be a company initiative, whereas in the past, it could be really driven and owned by marketing only. It really now needs to be a company pursuit.
That's correct. I like to say that rarely does the best product win. And I think if you look over the past couple of decades, the most technologically superior product actually rarely won. And what's happening today, particularly today, is now positioning has become a CEO initiative. Because if you do it right, it not only impacts the pipeline and the campaigns and the PR that marketing is responsible for, but if you do positioning right, it'll actually impact and focus your product strategy. We've had some companies where we build a positioning, look at the field sales organization, said, wow, we need a different kind of sales organization. And it also impacts your ability to actually hire talent. I've had some companies that say, we have a really, really hard time attracting really good talent in this competitive marketplace. Positioning can give you a good story to actually hire and get those type of candidates excited. So again, positioning is a company-wide initiative that actually impacts all parts of the company and more importantly, gives the CEO a North Star. This is what our true genius is all about. This is what we're going to make the fight about. And all decisions in the company should take that into consideration.
Why don't we wrap this focused discussion up with you just talking to us a little bit about how your model, your consulting model, has changed in response to this. Because, you know, it used to be a lot different when you were doing this 20, 25 years ago versus what the model has to look like today in order to enable these companies to get to the end zone.
Breakaway positioning. Those companies that are separating from the pack, what do they all have in common? They are exquisitely clear about why they matter and why a buyer should care. The fundamental question you need to answer right now, and your positioning needs to answer, is why you matter. The answer to that question is everything. It's not about how the product works. The key fundamental question is why you matter. And the key to a strong positioning and a breakaway strategy is answering that question.
Right. And that's why you now do these positioning workshops where you have the whole executive team together, where in the past you might have worked with just a functional organization. Doing a strategy.
That is correct. Almost every engagement we do today is actually a CEO-sponsored initiative. Marketing may do the operationalizing of the positioning, but marketing has a seat at the table with the other executives. There's two things it does. Number one, let's get all the ideas on the table, right? If I ask what's the best thing about the product, I'm going to get a very different answer from the customer success manager versus the engineering manager versus the sales VP. Well, let's get all those ideas on the and perspectives on the table. But more importantly, positioning really needs alignment. You need everybody in the executive team aligned behind one story and delivering and committed to the force of one story and delivering that to the marketplace.
A final thought on where you think things are headed from here?
This is an extraordinarily exciting time to be in the technology industry. The combination of cloud, AI, you know, algorithms, IoT, we're just at the cusp of many of these huge trends that are really going to rock our industry. The good news is that provides a lot of opportunity for new companies. We can see that perhaps there's a new set of algorithmic applications that come out now that have replaced the traditional transaction-based applications. So I think there's a lot of innovation that's yet to occur in our industry in IoT. What is the business model for IoT? Somebody's going to figure that out. And when they do, boom. So there's a lot of opportunity for disruption. There's a lot of opportunity for new revenue streams. And it's a very, very exciting time to be in the technology industry.
Bob, thank you very much. Please join us for additional sessions of Differentiate or Die with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting.